next case is 10,851. It's a variance for additional signages at Rehoboth Professional Center, LLC. They're asking for an increase of 47.57 square feet signage.
A lot of signage on those walls.
Huh?
It's getting a lot of signage on those walls. There's not much in the way of walls to begin with.
No, I don't.
They're not in the golf shop?
No, they're on an end.
Why did they show these pictures? Just as an example or something?
No, that's where they want to put it.
It's one whole building.
Yeah.
The golf tee there is
there.
Yeah,
the golf's on the left, kind of the inside as you go into town.
And then there's another shop. Long and Foster's in there. There's,
I know that they're in there, but
yeah, they were at one end, tee to green, whatever, and then Long and Foster's there, and there's a few tenants in there.
So this is in addition to the golf.
Yeah. Yes. It's the towers.
I thought the golf people were leaving and they were coming in.
No, it's an addition.
Yeah, it's an addition.
Yeah,
there are five places
the towers,
in there.
Hang on. Yeah, on the towers.
But they're not specifically in that building.
Man.
Or that corner. That's
where
the golf.
No, they're asking for one corner where they are, and then on the other corner because of visibility they can't.
But they make a valid point when they show the Rehoboth outlets for their towers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep,
it's
they
the
did.
Same example because
they're one of these interior units.
Yes, right. They're an interior.
It's really no different what the outlets are.
It's the same as the outlets.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a smaller
version. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. Susie is.
On page 3, that Verizon sign's up. Is that where they're building that, or did they just put that sign up then?
That's where the building is.
Yeah.
As you see, it's down here.
That's where
their building is.
That's where their building is, okay.
Yes, and they're there.
They're there in that
they're
building.
They're there. They just don't have any
exposure.
People don't
exposure.
Exposure.
Yeah.
They have no exposure.
Oh, they've got multiples.
So they just want to use
both sides
an extra
of that
tower
one.
And,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're sort of using the towers as an additional pylon, basically.
Right, basically.
I'd rather have that than
like
have
the golf
a bigger sign.
Is. And the
glass
store had
27 square feet. On one end, 20, actually for 47 more total between both ends.
And it's pretty pretty much the same as the outlets.
Both sides of it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what gave them the idea.
Yeah, it makes
the
sense.
The outlets.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. Right? That's what they're doing. All right, Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I'm in favor.
Mr. Workman?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm okay, yes.
Mr. Mills?
Not opposed.
And I'm not opposed either. I'm in favor of it. So if there being no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion. In case number 10,851.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion. We approve case number 10,851 for a total of 47.57 square feet.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,871 for the square footage that was requested. 47.57, I think it was. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
And all opposed? Motion carried. Case 10,851 is approved.